With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A UN meeting producing comments on the Israel-Gaza conflict.
Permanent representative of the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, notes that 64 UNRWA staff members have been killed in the last 3 weeks, saying the lives of UN personnel must be protected.
The lives of all civilians, innocent civilians, Israeli and Palestinians, men and women, children and elderly must be protected.
Thomas Greenfield adds civilians have equal rights in conflicts.
There's no hierarchy when it comes to protecting civilian lives.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, President Biden's re-election campaign could suffer because of his support for Israel. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Muslim leaders in the U.S. have issued an ultimatum to the president. Secure an Israeli ceasefire in Gaza or lose donations and votes in the 2024 White House race. The National Muslim Democratic Council is pledging to mobilize Muslim voters against any candidate who endorses the Israeli offensive against the Palestinian people. The council includes Democratic Party leaders from hotly contested states such as Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, American fears of an oncoming recession remain elevated. The Conference Board reports its Consumer Confidence Index fell to 102.6 from 104.3 in September. The index measures both Americans' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. Consumer spending accounting for around 70% of U.S. economic activity. The Dow is down 20 points and the NASDAQ losing 20 points. This is SRN News. Another defeat for the Satanic Temple.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by the group to block Indiana's new pro-life law that places a near total ban on abortion. Members of the Satanic Temple argue that the law violates their religious freedom because they consider abortion to be a sacrament. This legal tactic also failed in Texas, where a judge kicked the Satanists' case out back in July. The temple is deeply invested in abortion, recently opening a clinic in New Mexico. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spain's first official investigation of sex abuse by Catholic priests indicates that the number of victims could run into the hundreds of thousands. The government probe was sparked by an independent investigation that turned up hundreds of victims. The Spanish Bishops' Conference has made no comment on the government findings. A Madrid-based law firm is conducting a parallel inquiry that has been ordered by the bishops. This is SRN News. The last operating prison ship in the U.S. closing down.
The Vernon C. Bain Correctional Center is a five-story jail barge. It's docked in the South Bronx in New York. It arrived in 1992 as a temporary measure to ease overcrowding on Rikers Island. Now the roughly 500 prisoners on the ship will be transferred to Rikers. In September, one prisoner jumped from the top of the ship to his death. Last year, a 24-year-old inmate died after contracting a form of treatable meningitis while in custody. I'm Donna Water.
The Biden administration and JetBlue Airways facing off in court over the Biden administration's effort to stop JetBlue from buying Spirit Airlines. The trial over the government's antitrust lawsuit begins in Boston. JetBlue is trying to buy Spirit to compete against bigger airlines like American, United, and Delta. More details at SRNnews.com.